approximately 3 p.m. yesterday, we had a two-vehicle fatality crash in Robertson County. This fatality crash happened on U.S. 190, State Highway 6, at the O'Brien Highway. We had a truck, tractor, semi-trailer traveling southbound on the inside lane when being approached from the rear by a 2003 Jeep Cherokee. The driver of that Cherokee attempted to take evasive action from striking the trailer in the rear and went into the northbound side of U.S. 190 State Highway 6 into the path of a 2007 Toyota Tacoma. And as a result of that crash, though, there was two deceased drivers from that crash.
Have names been released yet?
The names, Unit 1, which is going to be the 2003 Jeep Cherokee, is going to be last name King, K-I-N-G, first name Nicholas, N-I-C-H-O-L-A-S, age 19, from Woodway. And the driver of the Tacoma has been listed as Carlson, C-A-R-L-S-O-N, first name Malcolm, M-A-L-C-O-M, age 50, from Georgetown.
Any passengers in either vehicle?
No, sir.
And do you have a time when the highway was reopened?
I got notification from my staff about 7:45, 8 o'clock last night. So approximately 5 hours, roadway was shut down. They diverted traffic several different ways, but one of the ways was, obviously when I called, was 21 onto FM 50 back to 79. And there was also some FM roads in the area. They were trying to divert some of the traffic too, also.
And you didn't hear of any particular problems with traffic navigating those detours?
I'm not aware of any major problems. I'm sure people were just trying to find their way around the crash site the best way they could.